Big Brother has returned for the first time in 5 years. A news rodeo has returned for the first time in 2 years.
2:55 p.m. Jonah has been called to the diary room. Hello, Jonah.
Hello, Big Brother.
How are you feeling, Jonah?
I'm quite sad, actually. Davina McCall wasn't asked back to Big Brother, and I wasn't asked back to News Rodeo. I'm just feeling hurt, really. I don't think it'll ever be the same. I felt I brought so much to the table, and... Really? Right now? I'm on my way. Sorry, Big Brother. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Hello, and welcome to News Rodeo, the bite-sized news roundup where we laugh at the world to feel a little less sad. I'm Jonah.
And I'm Hannah. Let's get this roundup started.
Yeehaw! Rishi Sunak announced that the second half of HS2 between Birmingham and Manchester has been scrapped. People from Birmingham are in outrage, as they'll have to put up with more posh people causing even longer lines in the world's largest Primark.
A performance of Les Miserables in London's West End was halted after Just Stop Oil protesters invaded the stage. Do you hear the people sing? Well, no, you wouldn't have, but refunds are available from the box office.
It was reported that Paris has been infested with bedbugs. This caused panic in London as many people feared they would hitch a ride on the Eurostar. However, it all turned out to be a misunderstanding. You see, Paris is the city of love, and the French word for bedbugs is panaces. So when I asked my French maid if she wanted to see
her... I'm gonna stop you right there. A US police officer in Florida was shown on body cam footage helping escort a group of lost ducklings back to their mother. This comes after a number of duck-based incidences in Florida, with police chiefs stating there is need for a quack down.
Actors in Hollywood are still on strike, and their union, SAG-AFTRA, sent out a message banning Halloween costumes on characters from TV shows and movies. This includes Barbie, Wednesday Addams, and The Avengers.
Weren't you gonna go as Barbie for Halloween, Jonah?
Yeah, but I went to Cindy instead.
Oh, okay. The world's hottest chili pepper, Pepper X, has been officially crowned by the Guinness Book of World Records. Smokin' Ed Curry, the creator of the pepper, called eating the pepper a euphoric experience, which I imagine is the same as calling a root canal a delicate tickle.
A wild coyote was caught on camera running across the tarmac at Van Nuys Airport in Los Angeles, leading to a police pursuit. The pursuit would have been stopped sooner if not for the wide array of Acme products the coyote was using to evade capture.
The Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has apologized to all dogs out there after stepping on the tail of a guide dog. You may think this isn't really news and we should focus on the more important things, but I can assure you this isn't the tail wagging the dog here. In fact, it's not wagging at all.
Now, a lot of you won't know that many of the jokes we write in News Rodeo get cut in order to keep the fun, lighthearted theme of the show going. However, I've decided to add in a new section, Hannah, called Cut or Keep, where I read a joke that I wrote which is on the borderline, really, and Hannah has to decide whether it stays in or whether it gets bleeped. You ready, Hannah?
I guess.
She has not heard this joke yet, just to confirm. Okay, the James Webb Telescope has recorded an image of stages of in other news, we're also
no. Euston Station experienced severe disruption as a signalling failure led to major delays. Avanti West Coast passengers were seen to be cheering as the delay was still a major improvement on their usual service.
Britney Spears dropped her bombshell memoir in which she revealed that during her conservatorship, she texted her sister Jamie Lynn Spears, aka Zoe 101, for help, but was shot down with a voice note, which we can play now.
I know you want my help here, but you're out of luck, my dear. You're out of luck today. Ooh. I'm now the only Spears girl. Now this is my world. I need a reboot today. Yeah, yeah. If you wanna be free, you gotta wait for me to once again be Zoe. I will make you see. A rebirth would bring me lots of money. Don't fight it and come bow to me.
Polish tech entrepreneur's global project aimed at getting more children into computer programming has been endorsed by Pope Francis. Church officials have been quick to add a caveat to the statement, saying these weren't the tablets Moses was talking about.
At the Labour Party conference, Shadow Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson set out her plans to strip private schools of tax exemptions should Labour win the next general election. This is a nightmare. Do they not know how difficult it is to run a school? I need my £700,000 salary, else I might not be able to afford my little Pippa to come here. And if she doesn't come here, she'll never go to Oxford and she'll never be the Prime Minister. It's outrageous. Taxes are for poor people and socialists, and those two things should be criminal offences. Anyway, please stand for the Lord's Prayer, children.
The artificial intelligence industry could consume as much energy as a country the size of the Netherlands by 2027. Climate activists have been said to be seeing red, something which visitors to the Dutch capital may be all too familiar with.
The news recently has been filled with such horror in relation to the conflict in the Middle East, and we've seen many celebrities weighing in with their views. It reminds me of when Justin Timberlake made his views known on the Russia-Ukraine conflict with his song, Cry Me a River.
Colombia's president has warned Pablo Escobar's notorious cocaine hippos will need to be culled due to rapid population increase. Activists were quick to protect the hippos, questioning if they had been mixed with baking soda to appear like there was more of them.
Dating app Tinder has announced a new feature that allows friends and family of users to recommend potential matches. As if my mum needed any more of an excuse to get involved in my dating life.
In sports news, Arsenal's under-18 away match to Brighton has been postponed as the bus driver drove to Bournemouth instead. The driver was quoted saying, "Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside, and Brighton Pier is always too busy."
The United States House of Representatives removed the House Speaker for the first time in history. After my housemate spent last night playing his sensual playlist, I removed the House Speaker too, by throwing his Sonos out the window.
The Writers Guild of America voted to end their strike after 148 days, which meant that scripted entertainment programming could continue. For example, The Kardashians on Hulu and Disney+.
Now, finally, a new section, as this is, of course, a rodeo. Horse news. Dr. Peo, a former dressage horse, has made headlines after touring French hospitals and comforting sick patients. In a show of solidarity, French doctors have been seen running round in circles, jumping over barriers, and being turned into glue.
That's all from us at News Rodeo. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to suggest a topic for us to talk about next time, you can find us on X and TikTok at News Rodeo Pod, or on Instagram at News Rodeo Podcast.
Also, if you want to hear us mess up our lines, or even hear from Dr. Peo himself, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/newsrodeo.
Goodbye.